And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Needless to say, all of those are wrong. Right, 11:32, time for round one of this week's 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, the lady that came third in the league table for 2022, but more importantly, a contestant that rather embarrassed me just before Christmas. Morning, Ange Fairweather in Saltney. Hi, Ange.
Morning, Dave.
They didn't go my way before Christmas, did they?
No, but listen, I'm sure all your contestants would agree it's how they fall on the day, because you smashed Gavin's questions. You got every one right.
Oh, well, thank you for confirming that. Yeah, I think he would have still narrowly beaten me, but I would have done a lot better on his questions than I did mine, which is always the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Brilliant. So what have you been up to since we had you in the D studio before Christmas?
Well, I actually went to Ali Pali, Alexander Palace, and watched the darts between Christmas and New Year, which
right.
was one of my dreams. That was really good. And then I've had two best friends celebrating birthdays. Joe's was yesterday, and Phil Diggory was 60, so we were at his house last night celebrating his birthday. So yeah,
fantastic. And back in the 60s, it was always my dream to go to Alexander Palace in London, not to watch darts, I hasten to add, because at that time the BBC used to do all their news programs from there, and being a bit of an anorak, I had to go and have a look and take some pictures as well. As
it's a great place.
Right, now just before we start, let me assure you that these are just the questions that would have come up whoever was on today, so I promise you I haven't made them extra difficult.
Okay,
good luck as always, and here they come. Which Spice Girl was known as Scary Spice?
Mel B.
Who sang Hold Me Close in 1975?
David Essex.
Who sang the original version of Tutti Frutti?
Little Richard.
Which 60s group had Ray and Dave Davis in the lineup?
The Kinks.
Who sold over 2 million copies of Rivers of Babylon?
Birmingham.
In which decade was Bryan Adams born?
The 50s.
Complete the title of this Cher song, Just Like.
Cher, Just Like a Pill.
Whose first single was I've Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper?
Sarah Brightman.
Who sang We Are Family in 1970? Who released an album in 96 called Everything Must Go?
Keen.
What was the title of Fleetwood Mac's best-selling album of the 70s?
Tango in the Night.
And complete the title of this Buggle song, Video Killed
the Radio Star.
Right, I think you've done all right this week. Let's just see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time, which is pretty impressive anyway. There were no passes at all this week, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. So that's going to be difficult to beat. Well done.
Yeah, I think the Fleetwood Mac one, I've chose the 80s album, haven't I?
You have indeed, which I think was the better album, but it's not the most successful for them. Can you remember what it was there, if it wasn't Tango in the Night?
I don't think it's Tusk, is it?
And it's not Tusk, it's sort of between those...
Rumours,
that's the one, yes, yeah. So Rumours is what we were looking for there. Who released an album in 1996 called Everything Must Go? I'll be honest, I wouldn't have had a clue on this one. It was apparently the Manic Street Preachers. So there you go. And I thought you might get this one, but it is a bit of a tricky one. The Cher song, Just Like...
Jesse James,
that's it. You got there in the end. But
yeah, I had Pink in my head, so I think that you do that to yourself, don't you? You have something else in your head.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I found out to my cost before Christmas, these are all really easy questions to answer if you've got plenty of time. But to do them in 1 minute is tricky.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll look forward, by the way, to doing that again at the end of this year as well, if you fancy
it. Absolutely. I've already got my questions.
Fantastic. It will become a Christmas tradition. Well, thanks for taking part today. Happy birthday to your colleagues again, and we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ange. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
It's Ange Fairweather in Saltney, who always gets a good score. And she has this week, 9 out of 12, with no passes at all.
Yeah.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Exactly 12:30, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. That'll be the 60-second challenge. If you were with us an hour ago, You will have heard Ange Fairweather, who came third in the league table last year, get a good score again this week, 9 out of 12, no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants, who also did well last year, came fifth in the table. Say good afternoon to John Ellis in Connors Quay. Hi, John.
Afternoon, Dave.
And what have you been up to since we spoke to you, probably just before Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
So Christmas and New Year just passed you by?
Christmas and New Year's Day always pass me by.
Right. Anything to look forward to in 2023, apart from, needless to say, being on the radio?
No.
No. Right, we'll leave it there. Now, had you been listening and answering Ange's questions an hour ago, how many of those would you got right?
She would have beat me.
Would she? But yeah. By very many or not?
Probably two.
Two, right, yeah. Okay, but it's all academic because your questions are different. So as always, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay? Good luck, as always, and here they come. Who sang Forever in Blue Jeans in 1979?
Neil Diamond.
Silence is Golden was a hit in the 60s for which group?
Camelot.
In which West End musical did David Essex play the role of Jesus?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Complete the title of this Supertramp hit, Breakfast in...
America.
Which 60s group included Al Jardine and Mike Love in the lineup?
The Beatles.
Who sang How Am I Supposed to Live Without You in
1989? Celine Dion.
Which 90s group was founded by Ian Brody?
Stone Roses.
Complete the title of this Beatles song, Can't Buy
Me Love.
Who played the title role in the rock opera Tommy?
Dalton.
Which 80s group sang Lessons in Love?
Level 42.
And we'll give you one more because I'm feeling sorry for you. Who was the lead singer with the Spencer Davis Group? Go on, you have a go at that.
Sorry, I never heard it, Dave.
No, sorry. Who was the lead singer with the Spencer Davis Group?
Spencer Davis?
It wasn't, surprisingly. Oh, it was actually that? Steve Winwood.
Oh, Steve, of course.
Yeah, of course you knew that. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. That was one fewer than Ange. And like Ange, you didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right, so not your best score. Things can only get better, as Doreen once sang.
I can beat her on the panicking side.
Yes, indeed. Let's go through some of the ones you slipped up on, because you did give some logical answers. The West End musical that David Essex played the role of Jesus in, you said Jesus Christ Superstar, which was round at the same time, but it was the other one. It was Godspell.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. Now, yeah. I'm sure it was a slip of the tongue on the next one. Which 60s group included Al Jardine and Mike Love? Not the Beatles, but the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And there's a great documentary featuring Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Well, if you said Brian Wilson, I would have got it, wouldn't I?
And well, you would, but that would have been too easy, wouldn't it? It would have made it boring. Right, who sang How Am I Supposed to Live Without You back in 1989? Yeah, you do, don't you? He had very long hair, I seem to remember at the time. Michael Bolton.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
I've seen him live.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so you should have known that one. The 90s group that was founded by Ian Brody was the Liverpool band The Lightning Seeds.
Oh, of course it was.
Of course it was, yeah. And the title role in rock opera Tommy was played by the lead singer of The Who, one Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
That's the one, you just didn't get it out in time.
No,
but I can...
Half a point for that.
Indeed, you should really, shouldn't you? Well, tell you what, I'm feeling generous. I shall give you half a point for that. So 5.5 out of 11. But sadly, you still lost.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking part.
And Dave.
We'll have you back on the radio real soon. And
right.
I hope life gets a bit more interesting for you in 2023.
I think Keris can sleep easy.
I think he probably can, yes. And probably most of the listeners,
yeah.
I suspect. Right, thanks, John.
Yeah, see you, Dave.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now. Bye. And the 60-second challenge is back next Sunday.